subject. I don't remember the number of sex partners. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old female. My ex and I have an 8-year-old son together, but we haven't been in a relationship for 6 years now. We've both had several different relationships with other people that didn't work out. So we decided to work on our relationship and be together, possibly for the long run. Well, I had a few requests I wanted him to get fulfilled immediately, including getting tested for HIV and STDs and to change his phone number. He didn't ask me to do much, but what he keeps asking me is how many partners I've been with before him and after him. The thing is, I don't remember. He asked me the same question when we first met, but I cannot remember the number I told him. I lied at the moment and I didn't feel it was any of his business. Anyways, I know he remembers and he's trying to pick me, but I also know that it's going to start a big problem between the two of us if I say the wrong thing. I keep putting off the answer, telling him that was 9 years ago and I don't remember. But he's not buying it. What is his problem? Why is he so concerned about how many people I've been with before him? Is he looking for something to hold over my head? Please help. Sincerely, Miss I Don't Remember the Number. Okay, Miss I Don't Remember the Number. Maybe you're the one that needs to get tested, okay? Because I really, that is my best advice to you, because that way you'll both start with a clean, healthy slate. He'll get tested, you'll get tested. This is really scary to me, honestly, because is he asking you because he's got issues, you know, control issues, whatever, he wants to know, or have you just been with that many?
Hello.
You know, I mean, really, that's what you have to think about in this situation as a man, why he's asking you. It may not be what you think. Kevin, your turn.
Okay, well, let me break this down, Shirley, because okay. You don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever, okay? Little man.
You don't ever look at the little stuff, okay? Okay. Let's look at the little stuff first, okay? Let me tell you the rights and wrongs.
Come on.
First of all, her demands of what she wanted him to do ridiculous, okay? Before they get together, he's got to get the HIV and STD, change his number, all this stuff. That's ridiculous. He asked her for one thing. How many people you've been with before and after? Uh-huh. Let me tell you why he asked, okay?
Why?
Because after their son, their relationships that hasn't been existing for so many years, mm-hmm. she said they both had several different relationships, mm-hmm. meaning that she was loose with it. Meaning that she was out here. The word several means that he knows that she was seeing a lot of people.
Exactly.
Now in that time, she may have done things she may have not. But now that they've revisited each other, their sexual relationship is completely different from what it was when they were together when they first got together. She's doing stuff now that's out of the ordinary.
Uh-huh.
She's requesting stuff that's blowing his mind and doing stuff that they only do in these movies that they sell in places that got the black tape on the windows. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I mean, there's a couple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, where you got to leave with the brown paper bag. Okay, she's doing that type of stuff. So as a man, when your woman comes back and she's not what she was when she left,
uh-huh.
the only thing that you can think about is, what you been doing out here in these streets?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a legitimate question to ask, because I know as a man, if my lady was doing some stuff that she didn't do with me or learn from me, my eyebrows are going to go up and I'm going to get mad.
Well, Kevin,
I'm going to get pissed off.
Thank you for that insight. That's great. But hang on. Speaking of that, your girl is on the phone and she wants to ask you a question.
Kevin.
What?
Kevin.
Eugene, I don't have the time. Eugene.
That's not Eugene.
That's your girl.
That's your girlfriend.
I thought it was Eugene. Well, first of all, Eugene is not my girlfriend. Let's just say
okay,
that. Let's just clear that up. I'm sorry.
This is your
okay.
girl. This is Yvette Chiquita Washington.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How many people have you been with?
What did you say?
How many people have you been with?
Hey guys, I don't know if you guys can see it on your side, but it just got dark in the studio where I am. Are you guys getting
No, it's fine.
No. Where I am, I think we just got a rattlesnake or something.
Kevin.
Hey.
Answer the question.
Have you been with Tanqueray?
Hold on. Oh. I can't hear you guys. I'm getting nothing on that side, guys. Do y'all hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Kevin.
Shirley, I can hear you. I can hear Shirley.
And I can hear you just fine.
Carla, Tommy, I can hear you guys.
Have you been with Vanasquasia?
I'm getting nothing, guys. I swear to you, I'm getting nothing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.